Hello, welcome to the Dope Science Show with Stephanie Lowe, aka Science Steph with Steph. Thank you for your ears and minds. I hope that the show sparks new ideas, new opportunities, and conversations. I want us to learn and grow. We are all curious, innovative, and experimental in our daily lives. We are all dope scientists.
It's Science Steph with Steph, and I don't have a guest. Hey! I'm just experimenting, you guys. And I'm going to be reading articles, science articles, too, because I want to see how fun I can make them, and I want to work on my inflection. And I thought it could be pleasurable to listen to someone read science articles to you. You might enjoy it. So that's what I'm doing. So enjoy. Thank you guys for listening. But I was going to say, so if you know me in real life, people are like, she's smart, but she's an airhead. I forget things. I'm very absent-minded. If something bad happens, it becomes a faint memory for me. I may even forget to mention it. And I think that allows me to be optimistic even when I see or experience negative things. And this all came to mind because there was this recent article I found on sciencedaily.com. The title is "Forgetting Uses More Brain Power Than Remembering." And this article is dated March 11th, 2019. The source: University of Texas at Austin. The summary: choosing to forget something might take more mental effort than trying to remember it. Researchers at the University of Texas at Austin discovered through neuroimaging. These findings suggest that in order to forget an unwanted experience, more attention should be focused on it. This surprising result extends prior research on intentional forgetting. We may want to discard memories that trigger maladaptive responses, such as traumatic memories, so that we can respond to new experiences in more adaptive ways, said one of the researchers. Decades of research has shown that we have the ability to voluntarily forget something, but how our brains do that is still being questioned. Once we can figure out how memories are weakened and devise ways to control this, we can design treatment to help people rid themselves of unwanted memories. Memories are not static. They are dynamic constructions of the brain that regularly get updated, modified, and reorganized through experience. The brain is constantly remembering and forgetting information, and much of this happens automatically during sleep. When it comes to intentional forgetting, prior studies focused on locating hotspots of activity in the brain's control structures, such as the prefrontal cortex, and long-term memory structures, such as the hippocampus. The latest study focuses instead on the sensory and perceptual areas of the brain, specifically the ventral temporal cortex, and the patterns of activity there that correspond to memory representations of complex visual stimuli. We're looking not at the source of attention in the brain, but the site of it, said one of the researchers. Using neural imaging to track patterns of brain activity, the researchers showed a group of healthy adults images of scenes and faces, instructing them to either remember or forget each image. Their findings not only confirmed that humans have the ability to control what they forget, but that successful intentional forgetting required moderate levels of brain activity in these sensory and perceptual areas, more activity than what was required to remember. A moderate level of brain activity is critical to this forgetting mechanism. Too strong and it will strengthen the memory. Too weak and you won't modify it, said one of the researchers. Importantly, it's the intention to forget that increases the activation of the memory. And when this activation hits the moderate level sweet spot, That's when it leads to later forgetting of that experience. The researchers also found that participants were more likely to forget scenes than faces, which can carry much more emotional information. We're learning how these mechanisms in our brain respond to different types of information, and it will take a lot of further research and replication of this work before we understand how to harness our ability to forget, said one of the researchers, who has begun a new study using neural feedback to track how much attention is given to certain types of memories. This will make way for future studies on how we process and hopefully get rid of those really strong, sticky, emotional memories, which can have a powerful impact on our health and well-being, said one of the researchers. Wow, that was really great. I really enjoyed reading that. So basically, what they found is that it takes more energy to actually forget something than it does to remember it. Right? Isn't that what they said? But if you hit the sweet spot of effort, you can forget something that you want to forget. Huh. That's interesting. That'll help people who have post-traumatic stress syndrome and maybe just some sort of debilitating memory that is holding them back in life and causing them a lot of anguish, you know. I can just see someone going, "You're absolutely right. I don't want to remember anything. I don't want to remember anything, darling. Darling, just wipe me clean. Wipe me clean. I don't remember anything." I can see that happening. With good comes the dark side. What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do? So, I think it's really interesting. And thank you guys for listening. Let me know what you think. Share it with a friend. Give me a review. Talk to you guys later. Peace.